This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. We will dig into some new data on who's doing what jobs in the American economy later on in the show. But first, sometimes the different signals we get about the economy tell very different stories. Take small business. This week, we heard that owners are feeling both less optimistic about the economy. That was from the National Federation of Independent Business. Also, we're hearing that they're feeling more optimistic from American Express. So which is it? And how much should we make of these sometimes contradictory surveys? We asked Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to sort it out.
Glass half full?
Small business owners are feeling particularly optimistic and resilient in 2024.
Brett Sussman is with American Express, which surveyed several hundred small businesses with 1 to 500 employees.
This is a far cry from this past summer, when 80% cited the economy impacting their long-term confidence.
Sussman says problems like inflation and supply chains are abating. Meanwhile,
50% said they're looking to proactively expand new locations, products, services.
Glass half empty.
Small business owners are still feeling the pressures of inflation and labor shortages.
That's Holly Wade at the National Federation of Independent Business, which surveys its members, most with 40 or fewer employees, every month.
January did show a dramatic drop in sales expectations in the next quarter, and the challenges in which they're having to operate take up a lot of resources and time. They're particularly sour on that.
Now, these are different surveys. NFIB skews to smaller small businesses. And a lot of those firms are struggling, says Alex Schwartz at fintech firm FundKite.
We process a lot of business funding applications, and we've been seeing a lot of negative sentiment. It went from, how do I grow my business, to more like, how do I stay afloat?
Schwartz says macroeconomic conditions might improve later this year, but for right now, his clients are still dealing with high prices, high interest rates, and a lot of stress. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.